Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 9, day 5 of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 9, 13 through 15. Hey, real quick, if you'd like more info on the 10-week Bible study, head over to 10weekbible.com today. We've got lots of helpful resources, links to studies you can lead or read, and a place to sign up for our email list where we will send out weekly updates about the current study as well as news about upcoming studies. All right, thanks. With that, let's jump back into it. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra 9, starting in verse 13. What has happened to us is a result of our evil deeds and our great guilt, and yet, our God, you have punished us less than our sins deserved and have given us a remnant like this. Remember, this is a continuation of the last several days. We've been reading Ezra's prayer after he was told that the people of Israel had, especially their elders, had intermarried with foreign families. They'd taken wives from foreign families, intermarried with them, and presumably are worshiping the foreign gods and the foreign idols. This is, again, the very explicit reason why God said, don't do it. Ezra brings that up in yesterday's reading, and now Ezra is continuing on in his prayer before the Lord, and he's turning back again. So the prayer so far has been, Lord, forgive us. Lord, thank you that you've given us better than what we deserve. Oh, Lord, forgive us. And here he is again, going back to the Lord, you've given us so much more than what we deserve. You have given us grace and mercy. Our sins deserve for us to be completely annihilated. You carried us away for this very thing, and here we turn back to it. And now you're giving us this remnant. You're treating us with grace. You've let us return to Jerusalem. And imagine Ezra's thinking, you knew that we would do this. You knew that we would do this, and still you brought us back to Jerusalem. Verse 14. Shall we then break your commands again and intermarry with the peoples who commit such detestable practices? Would you not be angry enough with us to destroy us, leaving us no remnant or survivor? Lord, the God of Israel, you are righteous. We are left this day as a remnant. Here we are before you in our guilt, though because of it, not one of us can stand in your practice, in your presence. Here Ezra is acknowledging that he doesn't outright say it, but he's kind of acknowledging that, yes, we've intermarried and these people have gone back to the detestable practices that you exiled us for of worshiping the foreign gods. The very reason why we weren't supposed to marry is the very thing that happened when we did it. The Lord's really smart. How often is it that our Father tells us, don't do that thing because it's going to bring you death. You're going to end up going off into only things that are going to bring you harm. You know, how often is it our Heavenly Father tells us, don't touch that oven or don't touch the stovetop. It's hot. It's going to burn you. And still we, you know, kind of reach up and we touch it and then we get burned and cry and we jump around. You know, that's exactly what's going on here. In the end, the Israelites here and you and I, to some extent, before our Father in heaven, in the end, we're all three-year-olds. We're all three-year-olds that are told not to do the thing, and then we push it. I've got teenagers right now. I got a teenager right now, and I've got one all the way down to 3 years old at this moment. And that three-year-old, that's just the age where they just want to push that limit. They want to hear what you say, and they just want to, you know, don't touch that door. And they just slowly stick their finger toward that door as they're making eye contact with you to see what you're going to do. They just want to push that limit. And in that way, you know, we're all that little three-year-old is we just don't know what we just don't know. And then we run into the trouble like this. The Israelites, they probably kind of knew that they weren't supposed to be doing this when they came back, but they thought, you know, it's not that bad. And, you know, these people are nice. And, you know, the Jewish girl that my mom wants me to marry, I don't really like her that much, but that girl, she's prettier and I like her. And maybe my mother-in-law will be nicer or something. Who knows, you know, and the justifications start. and they do the intermarriage, or, you know, maybe back then it was like, hey, you know, these people have this many cattle and this much land. If we intermarry, we can, you know, combine our fortune and we'll be bigger and richer because of it. And we'll have more land. Those kind of things happened. The justifications started, the justifications happened, and the people did these things. And here they are this day. And Ezra says, you have treated us better than what we deserve. But because of this, because we have reverted back to doing this, because we've intermarried and we've started to worship their foreign gods, what are we going to do? Ezra realizes, just like Isaiah, says, oh, you know, woe is me. God calls Isaiah, I believe in Isaiah chapter 6, to speak for him. And Isaiah says, you know, he actually takes Isaiah to the presence of God himself. And Isaiah, in that presence, realizes his sinfulness. And he says, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips, from a people full of unclean lips. And here Ezra is saying the same thing. You've brought me, God, back to this place of worship that I'd never seen before, that only my ancestors told me about, where this place that was the footstool of God, the temple in Jerusalem. Lord, brought them back to that, only to find that they were full of sin. And Ezra can only be left to conclude, Lord, this is really bad, but you're so good. You're so good. And Ezra, in the next chapter, he is going to set about trying to make this right in the best way possible. And as you can imagine, there's not going to be a good way to deal with this. When you've got families and kids and all this intertwining, there's only going to be pain. The solution to this is only going to be painful. And how often is that the case? Sometimes, and things are going to get better. Things, when our hearts are turned to the Lord, things always get better, but sometimes they get a little worse before they get better. That's exactly what's going to happen in chapter 10 of Ezra. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.